Hey guys, welcome back to the Toon Tea Podcast. It is me.
It is me, Hannah, with my lovely co-host, Simone.
Hello. Hello, everyone. Hello.
Oof, it's been a hot minute since we've made an episode.
Yes, it has. We went back to school last month, started back in school last month. So that's been my hold up. School has been my distraction. I apologize.
Oof, she said we went back to school. You speak in French. Nah, I ain't going back to school.
Oh yeah, you're out of the game. You're out of this trap called the school system. Yep. I'm almost there.
Ah, no, I kind of wish that I furthered my degree, which it's not too late to do so, but yeah, the funds just ain't there. So yeah.
Oh yes, I am literally last. I have one more semester left, and I'm at this moment like, oh, I hope I have enough money for it. I hope FAFSA come through. I'm saving every penny I have. So fingers crossed.
So to escape the money issues of the world for just a temporary second, I thought that this week we could talk about a classic cartoon. Hey Arnold.
What? It is a classic. It's top tier. If I can say it. It's one of my faves. You can just sit down, binge it, and never a bad episode. In my opinion.
I feel like,
bad as in like terrible, yeah. But yeah.
I feel like when I was a kid, I didn't really appreciate it as much as I do as an adult.
Oh yeah, 100%.
A lot of the episodes like that I remember were like the really like wacky ones. Like I specifically remember the episode with Dino Spumoni or something. I don't even know.
Yeah.
But I specifically remember that. But it's like now I remember more of the like the episodes that have like lessons in them or kind of incorporate like real life values in them. For a child, for like a cartoon geared toward children, there were kind of a lot of adult topics in that show or adult themes.
Yeah.
I think the obvious ones like the stuff that goes on with Helga and her family and like her mom, how there's like talks that her mom was like an alcoholic and would make smoothies, but they aren't smoothies, if you catch my drift, bro.
Yeah, I feel like the whole, definitely as a kid, you were just like, wow, Helga's life is really bad, or, you know, and it just made you feel like a certain way, but you didn't know why, because we're kids and we didn't know, like, you know, life lessons and we didn't know like serious topics, or at least I didn't, at least yet. But and watching it as an adult, I'm like, no, she was being neglected. She walked to preschool in the rain, guys. That's not good. Helga either was an accident, or her parents didn't mean to have, or they did and they just chose to like her sister more. I don't know, nepotism, but either way, Helga had a hard life. It doesn't excuse her bullying or just being mean or anything, but a lot of topics like poverty when it came to like Lila and stuff, but you know, just Arnold's issues just in general. What is it? Rhonda being like the only rich kid. Or not the only rich kid. There was like another guy who was rich. But, you know, her whole F character. Things like that.
Mm-hmm. And Harold. How he was older than everybody else. And how he was he Jewish in the show? Was it Jewish?
I did not know. He was older than everyone?
Oh, yeah. He's 13, I think.
I did not know that. New fact. Okay. I had no idea. I thought they all were, like, you know, the same age-ish. But okay. And yeah, he was. Yeah, they did a whole episode where he had a bat mitzvah and stuff and had to go to the school and learned all, like, Hebrew and stuff.
Mm-hmm. I feel like this show kind of showed that adults have issues too, and adults don't always know it all, because it's like Arnold would have to bail like the adults out of situations sometimes, or be the voice of reason for them. And I mean, like, as a child, you think your parents or like the older people around you know everything, but like we all lost.
Definitely. And I feel like I realize that now a lot as I get older. Like, adults don't know, like, nothing. We are all just weighing it. I feel like as soon as people have children, they just start to, it's all just trying to figure it out as you go. I mean, I don't have any kids, but it's just like, they try to come off as like, I don't know, it might just be the way I was raised, or just the adults that I've experienced in my life. It was just like, they know everything. They came off as if they know everything. It might have just been like, I'm a kid, I don't know much. But to see adults in this, like, to see them now, and to what I saw as a kid, nobody knows what they're doing. Everyone is just out here trying to survive. And it's just, they're just experiencing it a lot. They've had a lot more time to experience life. And it's all hard. So, I don't know. It's just a lot of issues. Everyone has problems.
Yeah. Every time people talk about Hey Arnold, they just really be talking about, like, Helga's mad obsession, and it's like, I feel like you by know, talking about, like, if I say it, it's too, like, what's the word, psychological, too therapist-y, and I don't know if I should, like, dive in there.
I mean, you can't, I mean, say, we can state it, we're not professionals, we don't have degrees in psychology, but from basic stuff we've known, I feel like you could say your piece. You could say what you like. I've taken a few psychology classes. I'm not majoring in anymore, but I know some stuff.
I took Psych 1100. It was required, but we took it.
And there were certain points. I just like to say there are certain points where it's just like I don't know. Some points of her liking Arnold, I just saw it as like a regular crush. The whole shrine in your closet, no, that's a bit much. I have never done that, and I don't think I ever will. But I just feel that shows like her passion and how much she liked him. The whole, you know, taking stuff of his and putting it on a bear, his gum, all that stuff is a bit obsessive and is a bit far. But if we think about it, does she really like Arnold? You know what I'm saying?
Well,
because in the Hello on the Couch episode, the therapist asked her, was there anyone who ever gave you any attention that ever cared about you? And Arnold was the first person that was just like, I like your outfit, blah, blah, blah.
I like your actually because it's pink, exactly. Like your pants.
Snaps, Arnold. I wish someone would say that to me. Anyways, but he was the only one who, like, gave her, like, the time of day. And slowly more and more people gave her, like, Phoebe. She had friends and people who talked to her and stuff. But she's just held on to Arnold. So did she really like... You know what I'm saying? Did she actually like him?
Okay, well, T. Okay, let's see. Let's try not to dive into all of my personal business with trying to relate to this, but okay.
No, go ahead.
I feel like, you know, that's a type of attachment style. Mm-hmm. One of those damn things I learned in Psych 1100 years ago. And it's like when you're in a home where... Okay, so I'll use my house for example, where I have like a caring mom and I have a dad that's not really there, fulfilling the black stereotype check, but
God.
By not having like a stable father figure, I feel like it can make you more apt to lean toward men in certain ways, which is what I guess mm-hmm. we common folk call daddy issues or abandonment issues or whatever. So mm-hmm. because it's like, you know, Helga didn't have a dad, quote, because Big Bob was just all up in like Olga's stuff. I feel like that attachment that otherwise should have went to like the father figure kind of like poured out to Arnold, because Arnold gave her attention. And pretty much like pretty much when you're in like a situation where you're, I guess, a daddy-less daughter, I feel like you kind of have stronger attachments toward men because you're always seeking that validation that he never gave you. So I do feel like to some degree Helga did have feelings for Arnold because of the attention that he gave, but also because mm-hmm. it's, I mean, regardless of everything, like Arnold was just always nice to her except for the few times that he wasn't. And I don't know
when wasn't he? I mean, I can see where he wasn't with the April
that's
Fool's
the episode
prank
I
bang.
Was gonna say the April Fool's episode.
Yeah.
But
that was more of like, I guess that's not.
But
nice.
Even
I'm not trying to advocate for not being nice.
That episode, I think like Craig Bartlett said somewhere that like that was the episode that Arnold kind of like realized he might have had feelings for Helga.
Okay.
I don't know. Sometimes I'd be reading shit. But
yeah, I mean, I like the whole fact that Arnold is like a deeper show than. Based on everything else that was on at that time, it was like kind of like the Steven Universe of Nickelodeon back then. I feel like it hovered and borderlined on serious topics, but it didn't have to say it.
Yeah.
You know? And I remember listening to like a long time ago, a podcast that Craig Bartlett was on. And he was talking about how when he was coming up with Hey Arnold, he wanted, it was kind of based off how Charlie Brown was. Like, Charlie Brown's about, like, some sad kid in his life. And just it's his life with all his friends. So that's when how he made Hey Arnold. And I feel like Arnold's life was very sad, but you never would have noticed, or it didn't get that much light upon it because it was... there were other people to focus on whose lives weren't also that good, because there's those Helgas, and then Harold had, like, his body issue, like, his body issues and stuff, and this everyone else's lives also.
Okay, I know we'd be talking about Helga a lot, but we'll, like, talk about another character. But the other thing that I really enjoyed about Helga's character is that she's not like the stereotypical mm-hmm. like girly girl, even though she wears a pink dress. Like, she's not like that. There was that episode where there was a sleepover at Rhonda's house, and like I guess she wasn't invited because she wasn't feminine enough. And it's just like,
yeah,
I know she tried to fit in with them, but at the end of the day, she's just like, this is stupid. Like, we're 9 years old. Why are we doing all of this? Like, I'm just trying to, like, have fun, like, play sports, like, whatever. I don't know. Because I wasn't really, like, super girly. I've never been really super girly. And then, like, growing up, like, wow, is this about to be really sad for me? Is this therapy? Growing up, I got made fun of a lot. And, like, I got made fun of because I was, like, kind of, I guess, like, tomboy, like, rawr, like, I don't know, like, like, I remember a specific moment. I was trying to play with, like, these girls in my neighborhood, and they're like, no, only girls can play, and they were just, like, calling me a dude, and I'm like, what the frick? Really, though? It's like that?
God.
So, anyway, I just really like Helga.
Yeah, I mean, like, I feel like she made a point. She's just like, we don't have, why do we have to wear makeup and do all these, wear heels and blah, 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 blah. She literally picked up every magazine and then copied everything that the women in the magazines were doing to come off more feminine. And that's just not all what femininity is. It's just how you present your, that's femininity. And I feel like she hit the nail on the head. We're kids. Why are we acting goofy and doing all this mess?
And then it's like, she's not. And then it's like, all of the kids, I guess, except for Harold, are like 9. How are they this insightful at 9? Because I was not that insightful at 9.
I think maybe you were. You just were in your own way. I feel like we don't give kids credit enough. People are like, oh, they're kids, they don't know much. No. They've been out here just because they weren't out here as long as we all were. They know some stuff. They can pick up on their surroundings and stuff. They might not know, like, the facts and stuff, but they get it. So maybe you were. Give yourself some credit. When you were watching the show as a kid, did you always, like, ship Arnold and Helga?
I mean, I think I did. And it's, I don't know, but it's like the like bits and pieces that I remember watching Hey Arnold as a kid, it's like I didn't really, I don't think I fully knew the extent to her obsession and like all of that back then. So I was just like, oh my God, I just want them to be together. Like, ah. And I was like, it's so much deeper than that. She's like,
yeah. I think I definitely was more of a, I didn't like the whole she was mean to him thing, because I was just like, if you like him, I just never got, oh, if he hits you or like picks on you, it's because he likes you thing. I've never, get out of my face with that. That is so annoying to hear. So it was just like, if she just like, this can all be solved and be over easily if you just said something. And there were many times when her secret or almost came out, but that's just longevity for the show. But I was just never here for she's mean to him because she likes him sort of thing.
Well, okay.
I mean, I still wanted them to be together, but I was just like, we can do something else.
I mean,
other than be mean to
I agree with that, but I'm also very slightly guilty of that, and here's why. God, this is a sad podcast for me apparently, but when you grow up really insecure and like you're not really sought after by most of the people in your class, and the thought of like, I don't know, having a girl like Helga like you is just repulsive, and like you know that people think that about you, you kind of try to like hide your own feelings, and it manifests as like being mean to the person that you like, because if you're mean to them, they'll never suspect that you like them, because if they find out that you like them, then they'll get all weird, or they'll tell their friends, or everyone will make fun of you. And like, it's not a good way to go about, like, if you have a crush on somebody, like just like tell them or like be nice to them. Just like don't bully people. Let's go with that.
I think now that the way you say it, I feel like now I can say, I think I have done that. I wasn't mean to them, but I would go out my way to blatantly, okay, maybe I wasn't mean to them, but not in like a harsh way. I go out of my way to not like avoid them at any cost, because it was like, if people know that I like them, that'll become some huge thing. And like, I'd rather you think I have zero feelings. You no. So okay, God, okay, I'm guilty. I'm sorry. I now remember, definitely, I forget who it was, but definitely being like, okay, if I don't say a single word to them, nobody will even think that I like them and make a big deal about it.
But I feel like now that like I'm older, it's kind of like, it's really not that deep. Either they like you or they don't. And like, I'm not as ugly as I thought I was. like, you know, maybe we're still not where, you know, where we think we should be, but people do find me desirable for some reason. So it's like, you know, it makes me not feel like I would have to put on that facade and be mean to people. So maybe that is kind of like mm-hmm. a child type of thing. Which is also, I guess, why she did it. Because even though they're kind of insightful for 9-year-olds, it kind of does seem very 9-year-old-esque to be mean to the person that you like.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, feelings are weird and icky. And, like, you don't know what's going on. And, honey, it doesn't get better. I still don't know what's going on.
And I feel like that was definitely the thing they were, like, teaching. Were like, oh, they're just mean to you because they're like envious of you, or like they want to be, you're so good at this, and that's why they like make fun of you for it, because they are insecure about themselves, or he's mean to you. I feel like we were definitely teaching those virtues or taught those virtues of like they're mean to you because they're jealous or something, which is I'm glad that we're straying away from that nonsense, because it's not okay. But it's growth. I don't think I've done that since I was a child. So we're getting somewhere.
I want to talk about Arnold.
Okay. What about our football-headed boy?
Why is his taste in women, like, horrible?
He started off the wrong way with having a crush on Ruth. She was like a whole
and grade where did she go?
Whatever.
Where did she go?
She went out with someone else like, in her grade.
She just disappeared. It's like the sixth graders just disappeared
because she was not useful for the plot after he started liking like Lila or yeah. I think after Lila showed up, he just totally gave up on.
Wasn't that after Ruth. The Cecile the Valentine's Day one with Cecile that Ruth kind of disappeared?
Oh yeah, I think so. I feel like
that was the last appearance of her.
He kind of like, I think, yeah. And then we got gypped with that.
How you not know that? That's Helga Arnold. How you not know?
And then there were the other, were they the fifth or sixth grade girls who just went out with
like, no, you come over here.
Just make their boyfriend. Yes. No, you come over here. Yes. Those, I mean, that episode was still one of my favorites because I think it's so cute. But in the end, they were just like, we were just doing it to make our boys jealous. But, you know, they ended it kind of nicely, but. So not that, maybe go out with girls who are single or have crushes on girls who are single. Wasn't it. But then we come to Lila.
First of all. Lila sucks. I'm sorry. There is no. About to be like Cardi B. What is the reason? Like, why was she put in this show? What was her reason other than for Arnold to be a big fat simp? And you know what? When Lila first got there, you know, like, she developed a crush on Arnold over something that Helga did, which I think was she put Arnold loves Helga on the wall but crossed it out and put Lila, and then Lila was like, oh, now I kind of like Arnold. It was like, you didn't even know this heffa, and now you got feelings for him? And
well, it was because he wrote it, and then he thought she wrote it. So it was just like, oh, if she likes me or if he likes me, what are we doing? Why aren't we doing something? But I think Lila was more there to be, it wasn't about her being Arnold's love interest. I think it was more about her being Helga's rival.
Okay, I just don't understand why they made it so like, oh, I keep thinking of stuff, but it's like, how are they gonna make Lila have a crush on Arnold, and then as soon as Arnold's like, oh snap, I have feelings for you, now Lila's like, skirt, no I don't, but then Arnold's wacky ass, weird looking ass fucking cousin, Arnie. Lila's just like, oh my god.
Yeah, that. There's such differences. He gets me. No, girl. Maybe because they're both from like the country or something. That she's like, he reminds me of home or something. I don't know.
That was just like, why did you, Arnie? Like, Arnie?
I mean, there was just no, I think she was more up for the rival because she didn't do it. Once she got there, Helga got the girls to shun her. And then they all found out she was poor and had no friends. And she was trying to play off this facade to her father that she was actually happy at school when she wasn't. And then they became friends. And then what else happened? Yeah, the school play.
But then it's like if there was this unspoken rivalry between Lila and Helga, it's like Lila wouldn't have done what she did in school play.
What'd she do? Wait, wasn't that the one so that she gave up her part? Yes. And all she didn't she was just like, if you were just to say that you liked Arnold, then I would just have no other choice just to give you the part if you were just honest with me. But girl, you already know what that girl like. Stop playing. But she finally told someone. We had evidence that she that it can be said.
I just don't understand because, like, it was such a big deal for her to tell Dr. Bliss and to tell Lila, but we just assumed throughout the entire series that Phoebe just automatically knows and there was no grand event.
Well, yeah. She was there for all of Helga's schemes and stuff and all her antics, so one would assume, like, okay, she ain't just doing this because she likes to torture homeboy. She must have feel some sort of way. I feel like, I just want to say, before we continue, Dr. Bliss was not doing her job. That girl told her that she was being neglected and stuff at home, and you let her go, and like, as long as she doesn't
But you were about to call CPPS, bro?
Get social services. Get that girl out at home. You are not doing your job, miss. You need to be fired. I know enough of the law and psychology. That whole story, neglected, walking to school, to the preschool in the rain. Your family don't pay attention to you. Your mother's an alcoholic. And she was just like, as long as you don't punch nobody, keep your hands to yourself. And let that girl walk out the room. And we ain't never see her again. Are you kidding me? Fired. Get your degree. Let me have a degree back, because you ain't doing nothing with it. Oof. I also feel that Lila had no growth. There was nothing. She wasn't giving us anything.
She gave us, thank you ever so much, but she gave us nothing else.
She wasn't bringing anything to the table except, I think it was, Phoebe was the closest one of Helga's friends. But there was she was kind of borderline Helga's like friend-ish because she was the only other person who knew that Helga said that she actually liked. So I guess that makes them friends. I don't know. Not all, if you can call that friendship, if you just know my big massive secret.
I'm Hannah Montana. I don't know what I just said.
But, like, it's just Arnold. You can see in, like, certain episodes that he could have liked her and just, like, didn't say anything, just let it go on. And I'm like, okay, we're not doing this anymore. I need I need a conversation. Well,
I think
need to be had.
Because think they did us dirty
go ahead.
With the first Hey Arnold movie. Mm-hmm. As far as, like, the way that they made Helga just like spit her feelings out like that.
I mean, we wanted it. I mean, I remember watching it for the first time and being like, a confession and having to pause it. And it was just like, I can't do this. I was like, what? This is how we're going to do it after all that time of like pent up. Okay. But the Ham movie is one of my favorite movies. I don't know if I think I would put it in front of the Jungle movie just for like, just for the artwork. I like, they just did like shading and it was very super action-y. I'm sorry. I really did like it. Don't get me wrong. I do love the Jungle movie too. Don't get me wrong. But it just hit different. I'm sorry. I don't know what it was about it, but it hit different. The confession was okay. It was good. I personally have never confessed to anyone. People have always told me.
I'm sorry.
I joke, but if I like you, it will die with me. I'm never telling you unless you come to me and be like, blah, blah, blah. No, it will die with me in the ground because I'm never saying it. That's just fear of rejection speaking. But I felt like the confession was cool. It was a good confession. They did take it back at the end of the movie.
Bruh. Spoiler. This has been out for how many years? No spoiler warning. You had time.
But you did, so we can speak from that. The Jungle movie has also been out for a while, so if you haven't seen it, you might want to skip a few minutes in this podcast. But I feel like I don't think they needed to take it back at the end of the movie. I don't. What for? Do they need to backtrack it? So you don't really like me, do you, Helga? You're right. I freaking hate your guts. Why? Why could we have just moved on?
Why couldn't we have just gotten what we wanted and gotten the Jungle movie first? That's what we should have got. We should have got the Jungle movie, then that movie, and took out the last part in it.
I feel like I like the timeline that it went on. I mean, I feel like we definitely deserved the Jungle movie a lot sooner than we did. But I liked the Hang on the movie before it. Because without it, what point would the animal so they lose the neighborhood? His parents are back. They can move. Why? We don't they live in the boarding house now. Like, we can get a home. Why are you, your grandparents own the boarding house? Not his parents. They can move out and do something else now. But, like, there would be no point. We'd have to change the story.
Or we could just take that and push it somewhere else.
You for real don't like it?
It's not my favorite.
I definitely liked it a lot. I mean, yeah, I feel like when I think about it, I think the Arnold's confession at the end of the Jungle movie, I feel, yes, it's definitely what we wanted, but I think it was too easy, because it was like, you know, I've been so focused on finding my parents and blah, blah, blah. I hadn't been focused in, you know, put together my feelings for you, Helga, and I think I might love you. And then they kiss. Too easy. Too easy. He suddenly is like, now that I don't have to focus on finding my parents, I can now realize my feelings for you. If someone came to me with that, you know, I've been so focused on this. That's over now. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that.
I don't know what we can expect out of, like, what? They were, like, a year older in that movie, so they're, like, 10?
Oh, you're right. I haven't put any, like,
you know, they 10. We can't really. Standards.
We can't. I can't.
They got to focus on one task at a time.
Of, like. Fine, I'll give them that then. I don't know. I'd give the first, the Hey Arnold confession. I'd give that a 9. I'd give the Jungle Movie one maybe a 7.5.
But the gag is, like, Arnold, it's like Arnold knows everything. Arnold knows that confession, whether she took it back or not. And Arnold literally saw her put her locket in the thing. It's like, do you really want to have feelings for this crazy whack job?
Because I feel like all the stuff Arnold has dealt, he has been helping everyone. He has been handling grown folks' business from day one. Helping Stoop Kids. Stoop Kids looked like he was in high school. Pigeon Man. Chocolate Boy. Helping but everyone solve their issues. Arnold needs therapy himself. Okay? He did all the work he's done in that neighborhood. I don't know what it was. But he...
I want to pour one for my boy, Gerald.
Definitely. He deserved better. I mean, he did. We have been the token characters for years. We did get a few Gerald episodes, but we needed more Gerald. He was more than just the best.
Our boy
best
Gerald friend. Johansson deserved more.
Who was there along there with Arnold solving all those people's problems? Maybe not all of them, but he was definitely in the conversation and was there.
Who came through with the urban legends? My boy Gerald.
There you go.
I don't know.
There you go. Who is your favorite side character? Like the students of their like whole friendship gang.
I don't know why my brain was like Mr. Kokoschka.
He was the most awful.
You keep he had his moments, but that Susie man make she, me a when sandwich.
When Susie was gonna leave him, I was like, "Ooh,
he
yes,
didn't
girl.
Take the money."
Move on, dude, and then.
She deserves yes, so girl, much better him. Than him.
Do better. But she still stayed with him.
And I literally don't know why fine. I like Mr. Kokoschka, but I do. He just broke his fuck. And God. He's always mooching off people, but at least he's honest.
No! That's not a good excuse. He's awful, but you know. No!
He ain't never gonna change!
Don't give him an out like that. He's just the way he is. That we just gotta deal with it. No!
Oh. Okay, let me think of the children, the side characters, the children's side characters. I mean, if you think about it, Mr. Kokoschka's brain's like 9 years old.
Oh my god.
Okay, fine. If I don't say it's Gerald, other than Gerald,
other than Gerald,
damn.
I'm partial to Sid because I just thought his laugh was the white boots. Ooh. He's been doing that trend for years. Ooh. And people just getting on it.
Who's that crazy kid? God, what is his name?
There were so many.
What's his name? He locked himself in the principal's office in an episode. Exactly.
What is his name? It escapes.
Yes.
Oh my god. He liked Rhonda.
Yes.
He told Curly. Rhonda to call him daddy all the time. Curly. Yes, he was a
crazy
character. Yes. God. Was there a good girl character? I mean, Phoebe was just the best friend anyone could ask for. she did go along with many a plan for Helga and stood by her side and didn't. I mean, I also like the fact about Arnold, when you watch certain episodes when all the kids are, like, not being bad, but, you know, just being, they're being kids with, like, class and stuff. Arnold will still join in with them and partake in the antics. But in the end, he'll be like, all right, maybe let me fix what we did and not be, like, super bad and mess around the whole time.
Well, I can't think of any other good girl characters other than maybe Big Patty.
Oh, love her. Love her so much. She was, like, the main, I don't know. I feel like she got a lot of flack. She was kind of like the other Helga, but she was just known. People just thought she was a mean person because she was a little bit bigger than everyone else. But really, she was taking the same classes as them. She was just as polite and nice. People just called her Big Patty and expected the worst out of her. So she gave it to them.
I feel like there was this, like, Big Patty or Harold or Rhonda and Harold thing going on.
Yes, I do. I do see that. I feel like I was more along the lines of Big Patty and Rhonda didn't deserve anything.
The she deserved Curly. Is that what you're saying? She ain't, nobody deserves Curly.
No, Curly. The classism. She was fine.
I kind of. It's one of those like sappy like rom com things where it's like, you know, like the stereotypical like rich girl falls for someone that's way below her class, and they're just like so in love.
Oh my god. Like, remember the time they did, like, the parenting episode, and they had to keep, like, an egg?
Yes, me.
And Harold ate it. And then tried to put the shells together. And she's like, you
sure did
our baby? God. There was always so many, this stuff with Harold. They played a real part of him, because, I mean, he was only, like, bigger kid, like the time he went to, they bullied him because he was, they said he was fat, so his mom sent him to like this fat camp, but it was like on a cruise ship for like a week or something, and he came back a lot bigger, like he gained a lot of weight, so Arnold helped him lose, go get back to his original weight, and then everyone was like, you're healthy. No. A lot of body shaming and stuff, but everybody's just like, okay. He was like, and what? Yes, I will sir. Still beat you up.
Yes, sir.
Do you think, I mean, we talked about this on other episodes, but like, what do you think, what do you wish to happen if the show were to come back? Because I feel like They left the Jungle Movie opened enough for us to possibly get something if Nickelodeon, you know, sees everybody's emails and stuff.
I kind of just want to know, like, what life is going to be like for Arnold having his parents around.
Exactly. I mean, yeah. I mean, now that I think about it, what else? The whole thing was driven around, like, him not having parents, and now that they're back, not everyone has parents, but, you know, now it'll probably just be, like, them wanting to do everything with him and be a part of his life, obviously. I don't know. Maybe we've had enough? I don't know. I don't want to say that.
And I'm kind of interested what the relationship dynamic would be like towards Arnold and Helga, but I feel like everyone is.
Yeah. Definitely. Do you know, remember, I don't know if you remember,
but I would have loved for that to get the Pataki's,
like a spinoff. I
would have loved it. It would have been so,
the idea was to age them up like they were like teenagers. We could have, it would have been great. We could have seen the growth.
I mean, a high school a high school episode or whatever, or a movie again, like, would be like clutch. I just kind of want to know like what they would grow up to be.
Yeah.
I don't know. But then it's like everyone would probably want it to not be G-rated, so
I mean, I feel like
I have no idea.
Was regular Hang On G-rated? I have no idea either. Because, I mean, they didn't say any topics. They wouldn't talk about, like, eating disorders and stuff, but they didn't say the bad stuff, but they just did it without having to. So, I don't know. They would probably, I don't know, maybe parental guidance or something when you're doing it. But it would definitely have, they're going to talk about, you know, how this mom's issues and stuff. I don't know if you can take.
I think it would have been alcoholism. Nice if Dr. Bliss came back and like the whole family went to therapy.
True. Because, well, yeah. But there were episodes with like Olga and them and her having a moment like, you know what it's like to be me and blah, 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 being the perfect child.
I don't really care for Olga though. I'm sorry.
There were so many times what she transferred to Helga school to teach, be a teacher in her class. She almost got married to some cheating guy for money.
She's giving me Hillary Banks. Like, she low-key giving me Hillary Banks.
Perfect example. I mean, God.
And thus the tea.
She had her moments with Helga. There were a few times where she was like, I'm still your sister, even if you don't, you know, like me. Or I don't know.
Yes.
You're an only child, aren't you?
I don't know, because, like, every time, like, someone asks me, they're like, oh, you're so lucky, and it's like, I'm really not.
Oh, no, I wasn't going to say that. Only child kids have it a lot harder, if not the same amount of
level as us with siblings. They're just like, you're so lucky, I bet you got a lot for Christmas, and it's like, no, Karen, my parents hated each other.
He does.
I feel like the people have learned too much about me now.
we're an honest podcast. We can talk about topics like that if that's what you want. But I was just asking because just. Seeing, I don't know if the experience of you seeing like how siblings act and how they're like shown on portrayed in like television and stuff, it's like the same. I mean, there are moments siblings don't get along, but Helga had a specific reason not to like her sister, the nepotism that her family had towards her, and how they blatantly ignored her and was just like, oh, Olga's so perfect. And was just like, all right, Olga. It's Helga, Dad. Like, she had her reasons not to like Olga. But that wasn't Olga's fault, I guess.
What was up with Eugene? Why couldn't he ever have a day where he was just, like, not a fuck? Eugene! Like, just... Did he?
I mean, wasn't there an episode that was where the like bad boy?
Was
or
that
something?
The Eugene episode with that play? I have no idea.
Maybe, possum. I don't know. But he had, I feel like he had his
moment. If this is based off of, like, people that Craig Bartlett has seen in his life, it's like, who was Eugene? That is so sad. Then who was freaking, what's his face? The crazy guy. Curly. Who was Curly in his life?
Who? What? Everyone's a little really crazy, Hannah. We're not all together.
We ain't that crazy.
I mean, he was just
a little.
A little eccentric. Yeah. That's the word. A little bit. He just had some character. He was mad that it was his turn to get all the kickballs, but he wasn't picked. It's not his fault. That can drive
anyone. I don't know. I gotta disagree, man. I gotta disagree.
I like Hey Arnold as a. Do you have a favorite episode? Because I specifically know mine.
Like, I keep wanting to say all the episodes that are, like, Helga-esque. Because, I don't know, I just really like those ones.
Mm-hmm.
What was that one episode? The episode's called 24 Hours to Live, but I can't think of the premise. All I know, I don't know, I think...
It's the one where they're playing baseball, and I think Arnold.
Yeah, and then Harold's gonna beat him up.
Harold, and then he was like, "I'm gonna beat you up in the next 24. You have 24 hours to live, and I'm like gonna beat you up." So Helga's just like, "You have 25 minutes, 38."
I don't know. I liked how when Christy did that, and I also like it because like Arnold did that weird dance where he's like, "Don't hit me, I'll hit me."
So yeah, I he's
that
like
that one outside of like the Helga episodes. But I think I still love the married episode.
Oh yeah, I do go back and watch that one. Just the perspectives of like she's like, "We're gonna be so. I'm gonna be the president. He's gonna be my man. We are gonna live the sweetest life because he loves me forever." And then his is like a total nightmare.
And then
until the end, where we think we're getting somewhere. But then he's like, it wouldn't be totally
25-year-old Gerald. You know, he's looking good.
Oh yeah.
You know, for real.
Not mad. My favorite episode would have to be the What's Opera Arnold episode. It's just when they go to the opera for a field trip. The songs, I was just a song kid, but you know, I thought it was great. Also, I remember having the we had Hey Arnold on VHS.
What's a VHS?
If anybody remembers. We had like we had that one. It was like the Valentine's Day episode when they go to the festival.
Wasn't
town.
That Operation Ruthless?
The cheese festival? Yes. And then, that one also had the tape also had that one, and then when he goes with Lila. Yeah, so it had those. So the moment I think of hanging out of those episodes, because we like watch them all the time.
Let's see what else,
We talked to me, we as in like my siblings and cousins and stuff, when we're talking about Hey Arnold, when we're just like, "Hey Arnold shouldn't have been in that boarding house." If we're all honest, it can be real. This is the real world. would they have let Arnold stay with his grandparents? His grandma's been to jail like
a bajillion times. She's crazy.
Which doesn't mean anybody who's been in jail as a problem. Crazy. But grandma was talking about saying happy 4th of July on Thanksgiving. And y'all were just going with it. So, I don't know. And she tried to break out of jail all the time when she was just supposed to be in there for like, they were just holding her. And then she just kept trying to break out. I can't believe you don't like the Hey Arnold movie. The tomato incident. That's the most hilarious thing I've ever heard in my life.
It's not my favorite. I just don't.
But you like the Jungle movie. I mean, which you should. But we waited a long time. You had a long time to start liking the Hey Arnold movie. But you still don't like it.
I just Fine. Feel like it. I mean, knowing everything that went on during that time with like Craig and Nickelodeon and how like the movie was just like kind of rushed out like that. It's kind of just like, it's not a vibe for me. It's not a vibe.
Do you think, I think I've been thinking about this for too long. Do you think Arnold should have liked Helga in the end?
Oh,
you're going to like your abuser?
Both!
I'm sorry. I was just like, you're not supposed to, she's mean to me, but I see why she's mean to me. So I love her. Excuse me? I'm a shipper, y'all. I love them. They're great. After she stops being mean to him, what we all theorize as what the relationship is gonna be, it's great.
Supposed to think
but
about it.
If we think about it, Stockholm syndrome.
Listen, I know we took a psychology class.
It's not something we want to teach the children. I'm sorry. I literally was just like, he shouldn't be with her. In my mind, when we were just talking, I was just like,
why shouldn't Phoebe and Gerald be together? What is the dynamic
I'm sorry. What's the problem? What's the problem with them? They're the best friends.
That brings them together?
The two crazy folks. Why?
What's their basis?
Yes. They were there through... They were there for every like adventure that them two had to do together, or everything they had, every conversation. Who were they having it with? Them two jokers. So they had to. It just made sense for the two best friends.
As much as we love an interracial couple, why couldn't they put a black girl on the show? They didn't even have to end up with Gerald. Like, why not have a black girl on the show?
They did.
Unless you count Timberly.
They didn't have a black girl. I just... Yes, we saw her a few times when she was selling Girl Scout cookies. That's about it. And then we saw, like, other black girls, but they just never interacted with them. Like, they were always, like, in the grade above them or a few grades up or something. I mean... Yeah. Gerald was the only black kid. Wow. Wasn't there like another rich kid who was like, no, he wasn't black. He was, I think he was like Hispanic or something. He was the rich kid. Yeah. Wow. Sad. Okay. Well, we're getting better. There's more black people on TV or in cartoons now. We just need to get out of that whole token phase right now. We just need to get out of
Can't
that.
Get out of that. In White America won't character. Let us. Oops.
We're
We're turning into that, oh man. This podcast is too much about race. I'm unfollowing.
Oh no, I'm offending people.
Can you imagine? Oh my god.
All opinions are our own.
We can go back to talking about Hey Arnold. Yeah, I love it. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yes, Hey Arnold, guys.
Why are we back here?
You shouldn't have been without
us. Why are we doing this again?
Just see, put that out there.
I don't know why you just...
Because we're trying to
tell me.
I'm just putting...
They shouldn't have been together.
I
don't understand.
It's the truth, Hannah. I don't understand.
You know it, and I know it. I mean, they still are, because we can... I guess if you work through your problems and she doesn't hurt his feelings anymore. I mean, did she ever beat him up? She's threatened him. Which, if not, is worse, but we can progress and see where those issues... We can only see where those... Nobody knows her home life problems. Except us. So, as long as she fixed those things...
I mean,
things,
her whole family just sucks. I mean, do you remember the Parents' Day episode? Where Big Bob is just like, blah, 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 that orphan boy? Like?
Oh, yes. I mean...
Somebody come get him!
Yes. But We only saw that Helga's family life sucked. We didn't see it. Everybody else did.
True.
But we'll never know because we didn't see theirs. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And all of our home lives sucked. We had all the stuff at home. My parents got divorced in high school.
Oh,
I was not
your parents got divorced in high school? Mine did too.
Yeah. Bruh, my mom... told us, my dad was in the military. My mom sat us down and was like, so me and your father are getting a divorce. And she told us that the weekend before the first day of school.
Instead of new school clothes, you're getting...
Like, what the heck?
A divorce!
And then... And then my dad came and they all sat us down and had a conversation. Like, this doesn't change anything. It's not your fault. We get it. But still, like... We all have
went out for a second. No. Oh my god.
Can you hear me?
Stuff. What's happening?
What?
Is it here? Oh my gosh. Are we here? Okay. I think we're here.
Are we
anyway?
Here? Okay. Anyways. Sad life. But like, bro, everyone's going through things. But they do say when people go through bad stuff, they tend to act out. This whole psychology stuff is really ruining everything. They say if your home life is bad, you'll act out in other places in your life. That makes sense, I guess. So it does make sense for her to have acted out at school, but she was still like, I think that Arnold and her friends were like the only way in place in her life where she like acted out. She was still like a good student. It's not like she was failing and, you know, getting kicked out and all that stuff at school. It was just when it came to everyone knowing her big secret, she had to lead them off the path very quickly.
Damn. See, I relate to that a lot. I relate to Helga a lot. Like, I relate to everything that she went through as far as, like, trying to hide her crush from, like, Arnold. Like, I get it. I feel the same. I hate to admit it, but, like, same. I feel that's, like, why I like her character so much and why, like, she was my favorite and why I got the locket tattooed on me. Ow. And, yeah.
Because I feel like the locket, it wasn't about you know, Arnold's picture in it. I think it was just something for her to have that was sentimental to her. It wasn't just Arnold. It was just like, this is something that I, when I need it, when I need to have my moments to myself, I can have something like this. Kind of the same as like if someone had like a journal or kept a picture or of, you know, whatever. I feel like it's she had, it was just, it wasn't just a heart.
Are you one of those people that like secretly ships Helga and Brainy?
Because there's people out there who do.
No.
She literally put her hands on that boy.
Brainy was still prepared to put her hands on him.
So no. He was dedicated. He loved that girl. We can assume because he never spoke a word. But
bruh.
Oh my gosh, we didn't even get a Brainy episode. He deserves so much better.
I had no idea.
People ship them to. Why? She literally. Why? That's not okay. Do y'all need a hug? Why? I mean, I don't know. We never knew why. Did we ever know why or when he started liking her? It was just he always showed up in trash cans or behind to like see her.
Even back
every time
in
she
the,
was having the, a moment
the,
to
the,
herself,
on the couch, the Helga on the couch there. Episode. In the flashback, he's just there behind the trash, so I don't know when it started.
Well, I guess just in preschool, I guess. It was just like, I saw and I loved her, mm-hmm. sort of thing. And they never had a conversation. They never got to go, like, get to know each other, so all she knows, like, this is just some creepy boy who every time I'm trying to have a moment to myself, he is there.
So, Mr. Bartlett, what's the real tea? We want to know what's going on with Brainy. What's his childhood like?
We need a Brainy episode. I need answers.
Does he just roam the streets? Yes.
I feel like we need to. Wasn't there an episode where Rhonda was poor? Okay. I feel like she did need to be knocked down a few pedestals. I'll say it.
We don't stand Rhonda the Wellington Lloyd.
Was it for me? But she had. I don't think moments are enough for people to be like, oh, she was a good person. She had her moments. No, you need to be a good person all the time. But I just feel like her parents weren't, not her parents weren't around, but I don't know. I don't know the words. Do you ever think like someone just need to fight them this one good time for them to be like, okay, mm-hmm. maybe I need to start acting mm-hmm. right. You know? But violence is not the answer, but I'm just like, sometimes in like moments and like show like the mean girl, like someone just needs to tell her off or just like, you can't be mean to people for her to like get the point. Because I feel like people don't know how bad they are until someone is as equally as bad to them as they are to everyone else. For them to be like, well, outside in.
There's nothing interesting about like the side characters like Nadine or Sheena or Peapod Kid or, you know, there's just nothing interesting.
Yeah, I feel like they were just kind of like the quirky characters that brought like they were friends to the, you know, B characters. Like Rhonda was important because of Harold, and then Harold was important because he was Arnold's bully turned friend sort of deal, and then Sid and Stinky were best friends who were friends with Harold sort of deal. So everyone like led together, and they were just mm-hmm. all were in the same class together.
So I don't know.
But I don't know. The more we talk about it, I'm like, maybe we don't need an episode or another series. If we did, I think an age up is necessary. Just to give, like, I've seen enough 9-year-old. We need high school age at this point right now. Because I feel like if they age it up to high school where they're teenagers, we get, you know, 4 years for high school of stories of, like, young adults. We got 9-year-olds. We get young adults age. I feel like that's enough ground to lay out. We get, maybe you probably have to change the rating. Not change the rating, because we're not doing, like, you know, like, no Riverdale type stuff. But, you know, we're just adults now. Man. Not adults, but, you know, older now. That whole punching kids because they're
standing behind, if you're under 18.
Work anymore, Helga. No, I'm not high school. If you got into a fight, you're getting arrested.
I guess it depends on what you did, but I digress.
I don't know. Yeah, I just saw people got taken away, got arrested.
We had fight week at my school. Yes, ma'am. There was a fight every day of the
week. Excuse me? Fight week? What?
No, like, it literally just happened. Like, it wasn't like we planned this. And that was just like a thing? Every day after lunch, there was just a fight. My school was ghetto.
Wow.
Junior high was ghetto.
Wow, well, the braveness. I don't know. I've never been in a fight. And the one time where I almost was, I was literally laughing at that girl's face. Side. So, I don't know.
And that's happening. Are you Helga?
I don't know. I'll tell you the story later. But no, it wasn't anything bad. I was just like, girl was friends with another girl. The girl would tell her all, like, her secrets, and they're like, you know, I hooked up with so and so, and then the girl would go into another class with people who hated the first girl. It would just tell everybody everything that the girl told her. So I texted the girl and was just like, you need to be careful who you're telling all your stuff to, because she's literally out here telling everyone your business. And then the girl went to the principal and said so-and-so was talking about me, and then I got brought into it, and then she was upset that I was talking about her. And then I was like, and I said, all I said was what she was telling. I just told the girl that you were telling her business. And then you got in trouble, and she got mad at you. And I was just, she was just getting upset, and I was just laughing. So.
Okay, well.
I don't know. Yeah. We can cut that out if you want. I don't know. That was just a little fight story of my, how old was I? Was that senior year? No, that was junior year of high school. Yeah, but again, never fought in my life. I don't know why I have such boldness in my bones, but I was like,
fucking audacity.
But yes, bullying is bad, people. It is not cool no matter what age you are. Just to put a spin on this.
Bullying is not good. Bad. Teen drinking is bad.
Fall in love with your viewers. It's not.
Lila is bad. Anyway, okay.
No growth. That girl had nothing. She was just there as, I wouldn't even say a rival anymore that we talked about her. I think she was just there for a slight love interest. Arnold cannot let that girl go, though. He was just like, are you sure you don't like me? And she was like, as I told you many, many times, can you move your hand away from me? I only like you as a friend.
And he was just like, well, we've been talking and us hanging out and stuff. I don't know.
What?
Well, do you have any closing thoughts on Hey Arnold?
Arnold just... Let's see. I think we do, as fans, deserve more. Arnold was... I mean, he was the main character of his of the show, but I think he was a good character. The show was basically learning life lessons.
Y'all had time. Y'all
he got his parents time. Back. Spoiler, guys. If you haven't seen the movie, he got his yeah, I love the show. I bought the whole thing on the complete series on DVD, and now turn to find out they put it all on CBS All Access.
It's also on Hulu. So
if you want to watch it, there, it's out there. It's like six. You're right. CBS All Hulu, Access so. Is like $6 a month.
But I also have to watch that. So we Gucci either way.
I. Yes. Show's good. I love it. I'll probably love it forever. Rewatching it is always like a wow situation. Like, it still shocks you no matter how many times you see the episodes. It's a great show. Love it so much. Your thoughts, Hannah?
I guess I feel like the show is just very timeless, and I feel like I always learn something else every time I watch it, or I pick something else off of it that maybe I wouldn't have picked up like mm-hmm. when I was younger, and like it resonates yeah. with me, and it's like, whoa, dude, but I don't know. Even though Helga's way of coping with things was kind of toxic, I kind of relate to it, and it makes me sad that I relate to it, but you know, it's just the cartoon.
Well, it's always someone's life, you know. If it's not mine, then it's someone else's. So that's good. Well, at least you can see that change is possible. You've experienced it. Mm-hmm. Things happen. She wasn't, like, awful all the time. And she was only awful for reasons. That does make it okay, but she did change and is getting better, we assume, based on character dynamic and growth. But that's
and yeah, Craig Bartlett, if you're out there,
it's good. Life, it's just full of lessons.
I want to know more about Brainy, bro. What's up with Brainy?
Yeah, we need some answers about him. We need a conversation. Bring him up. Yeah. That was a great episode. I mean, I feel like Arnold just in general is like a
so
fun
many
topic to
wacky
talk about.
Misadventures.
It's just so much about the show. And it's weird because it's never like they like went out of town. Like there was no like beach episode. Well, not like a beach episode. But like everything happened in their town. It's not like they went out of state mm-hmm. or something for mm-hmm. an episode. Everything happened in their neighborhood. So. It's out there, guys.
Geez, Scoob.
I leave it the end to you, Hannah.
Okay. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed listening to this week's episode. We've been a little slacky, you know, on Mo episodes, but you know, we gonna get back in. We're going to have some cool stuff for 2021. The 30-day free trial may be over, but the 90-day one isn't. And we jumping back in.
Yes, definitely. I 100% agree. I would love to just talk some more. Because there's always stuff happening in the cartoon animation world. So
if you want more of me, you can find me on Twitter and on Instagram at _HannahSavage. And where can the people find you, Simone?
Well, if they want to find me on Twitter, they can find me at Simone Not Tanise. And if you want to follow me on Instagram, I really haven't posted a lot. But you can follow me on your favorite creator, Simone, on Instagram. You can follow the podcast on Twitter at the Toon Heat Podcast. Tell us what you want us to talk about. There's so much happening. We have so many ideas, and I'm so happy to have these conversations Aww. With the viewers and with you, Hannah. I had a lovely time. Arnold is great. Craig Bartlett, if you're listening, the conversations need to be had. We need to talk. yeah. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. We're so glad that you listened to us, just in general.
Yay!
I'm excited to do more episodes. Okay. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure you rate our podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see or Bye. You'll hear us next time.